Who's this?
It's kind of what this is for us. It's having fun plus a second job in one.
Yeah. Okay, so I'll make the rounds again. Sean.
Sean, singer. Hi.
Lawrence.
He just stands around.
That's important. That's important.
And he plays guitar.
Hi.
Cameron. And unfortunately, our camera wasn't set up very well, so it's like straight up my nose.
This is just an audio cast, so that won't be a problem. Of course, y'all, that's April. And I'm Richard, and Chris is behind the desk with a lucky shirt on.
Oh, you have nice hands.
I'm pretty sure I have the lucky shirt on here. Just saying. Oklahoma State.
Welcome to another edition of Comic Pop Visits. I'm Richard, along with
April,
Chris,
and today we are visiting with the band Phoenix Ash. They're a San Francisco-based band, and we have Aaron, Sean, Lawrence, and Cameron. Doing good. Thank you all for joining us today.
Yeah, no, thanks for having us.
Yeah.
And when we opened up, the first drop was "New Journey" from their new EP that. We're going to let them explain a little bit about instead of us doing it, but I will turn it over to April and she will start us out.
All right. So as you guys explained to us earlier before, you guys aren't the typical band in how you put out your music. So can you go in a little bit about how you do that just to kind of to sort of not confuse people when they go?
Sure. Yeah, it's it does sound a little bit confusing at first, although when you kind of get into it, it's pretty easy. What we're doing is we're kind of trying to stay away from the traditional release one album every year or 2 years, as a lot of bands do these days. And what we're doing is we're actually releasing a single every other month. So that's five per year. And then we do release a compilation of those songs with a couple extra songs on there. And those singles we're actually releasing for free, digital download on our website. So we're welcome anybody who wants to go ahead and go. You can download these songs for free. You want to pass them on to your friends, whatever you want to do, you know, please go ahead and do it. We really just wanted to get the music out there, let people listen to it without this sort of guilt of feeling like you have to go buy an album for the one song that you like. What we want to do is, rather than that, give out the music, and if people like what they hear and want to support us, then they'll be able to purchase the album at the end of the year with those couple extra bonus songs on there as well.
Okay, and that's not very traditional. And another thing that makes you guys unique is, I don't know about other people, I can definitely sense a very J-rock influence in your music.
Yep.
So you do take that?
Oh yeah,
definitely.
Totally.
You own that, huh? You own that. So
I like that.
We enjoy J-pop and J-rock, so we like listening to it. So
kind of all united by our mutual love of J-rock. Actually,
we all really like this one particular band, Sime Shade, which is this 90s era hard rock Japanese band. And like, I think, like, I'm the newest member of the band, and when I just joined, I was like, oh yeah, my favorite band, Sime Shade. And then everybody's like, oh, your favorite band, Sime Shade? They're the band that got me into J-rock. And it just like worked out perfectly after that, because we all have such similar taste, and it comes out in the writing.
Actually, as a matter of fact, for those of us listening at home don't know this, but we were late to this. The reason actually is because we have at this point, when this has already been out by the time we released it, but today we're actually recording a cover of Sime Shade's brand new song. They've been dormant for 12 years. I think it's 12 years, something like that. They put out a new song just out of the blue a couple weeks ago, and we said, you know what, we're going to record it and then do a video and put it up on YouTube. And so by the time this is out, you can go check on our YouTube and it'll be up there.
Oh, very cool.
Yeah, no, I like that.
Did you all meet separately just in the San Francisco based area, or since it is a J-Rock influence, was it conventions where you met at and formed? Or
yeah, I grew up together.
That's a really long story, actually, but we'll make it kind of short. So Aaron and I were childhood friends. We grew up together in like fifth grade and that sort of stuff. We were playing music together through high school a little bit, nothing too crazy. And sometime in college, Aaron and I were like, man, we really want to start a band. We really want to do like this awesome like J-rock thing. We've been in like metal bands before or pop bands, but never like the music we really wanted to do. So we're like, we got to do this. We totally got to do this. And so we were looking for a bass player and didn't know anyone who could play bass. We tried out a couple people and it was like, yeah, they like reggae or they like, you know, hip hop or rock. And it's not quite what we want to go for. And so we went to a Dream Theater concert, which is one of like a really popular progressive rock band. You may or may not have heard of those guys. With a few of our friends of ours, went to this concert and we met up with this guy named Lawrence. No idea who he was. We thought he was like a cool guy. And we're like, you know, we told him, hey, you know, we're in a band. We're looking for a bass player. And out of the blue, he says like, well, I can't forget the exact words.
I was basically like, I play bass. Yeah, it was really kind of funny because Cameron's always been like a really positive person. And so, you know, for him, he's just like, oh, yeah, you know, we'll totally try that. And Aaron in the entire time was just like, oh, this guy is totally full of it. Like, I don't believe him at all. Like, he has, like, because we had actually jammed in Aaron's garage like the night before and I was playing guitar. So I didn't even touch the bass.
And guitar's not your primary.
And guitar's not even my primary instrument. So I wasn't very good either.
The bass plays an important part, though.
It's very important. Absolutely. Yeah.
Take out the bass and it changes everything. Because that's one thing I really noticed on all of the songs is you've got really good bass lines in there. And that's one of my personal favorites. So.
Yeah.
I liked it. It's very nice.
Yeah, unlike a lot of bands, I can't say most, but it really feels like a good amount of the bands in the U.S., they sort of overlook the bass.
Yeah.
And for us, we, you know, we try to write the instruments individually to be part of a whole, mm-hmm. meaning that we're writing for the song, not for just, hey, you know, somebody wrote a riff or somebody wrote like a vocal line and then, okay, rest of us are just going to play to back that up. We try to actually be engaging on every instrument on every song. And to that end, that's why I love playing with this guy over here. Lawrence is, you know, he actually adds to the music I really appreciate it as a drummer.
You guys were talking about all how everyone likes, you know, more of the pop or the reggae over here. And so you guys are very different in that aspect, and it's very hard rock. Mm-hmm. You can tell at the beginning, you know, you guys go full out when you play. And on one of your older songs, correct me if I'm saying this wrong, Setsunai? Mm-hmm. Okay. Sorry.
Setsunai. Oh,
it started up, and I really liked that. And then it went into it, and it kind of reminded me of Black Veil Brides. I don't know if you guys know of them.
Mm-hmm.
Not. But
I've listened to it a while, but yeah.
Yeah, I really got that out of them. I don't know, I'm just, what?
Cool.
Nothing.
Don't look at me.
No, I'm not supposed to look at her anymore. Can you tell we're related?
Give me stink eye. Give me stink eye.
With your playing conventions, you've kind of had a little bit of a law, but are you getting ready to start up again this next convention season? Because I know it's kind of wound down a little bit for this year again, but are you going to start hitting the shows again?
Yeah, actually, we are booking for next season right now. We're basically the way that we've laid this out because of the every other month release cycle, and then the once a year, every single year physical album release. That album is going to be released in May, and we will release it at a sort of a CD release party, and immediately start our tour for spring and summer. So until then, we're actually already working on our next album because we want to record that prior to the release of this one.
Yeah. So when you guys go out to the conventions and everything, do you usually stay around your area, or how far do you branch out with that?
We can go pretty far. I mean, I think the farthest we've ever gone was all the way up to Washington. Yeah. All the way up to Washington to play AkiCon. That was a few years ago. Definitely an experience, a lot of fun. But we've also done things, right around home or even to like LA. We're definitely willing to travel, so it's
we're actually for next year we're in discussions for sort of a big range of places across the US. So we haven't set the dates in stone yet, but we'll probably be moving across the US.
And if somebody's interested in booking you, just go to your website and hit your contact link?
Yeah, absolutely. Go booking at phoenix-ash.com.
All right.
And that hyphen is important.
Yeah. You don't type out hyphen. Use the little dash.
True. Yeah. I think a good spot would be South by Southwest.
That would be awesome.
That's a great place to start branching out.
Mm-hmm. That's huge. Never had the opportunity to go, though, unfortunately, even just to visit, because it's, quite a ways away from California.
Definitely.
But.
Well, yeah. We looked into it, and it's not only that. It was like about $1,500 a person.
It's a pretty penny.
Wow.
So,
because we're trying to get there, too, and so it's like, oh.
That'll put a dent in your wallet.
Yeah. True.
Give me a bit of a heart attack.
Yeah.
Now, we know we visited with Ray that's out on the coast there, and she's doing a Tokyo status at one of the local bars in her area. Have you guys been in contact with her and involved with that Tokyo status with her?
Actually, we haven't had a chance to play with them yet. We met them, I'd say, probably beginning of this year. Mm-hmm. We've been to one of their shows they played at Anime Expo, actually, this last time. Hung out with them. They're great guys. They're Lolita Dark. We're definitely going to be playing with them next year, though. I would almost guarantee it.
Well, I know they spotlight, two or three bands a month during their Tokyo status deal, and I didn't know if you've been in contact with her to get your names put on the marquee as well.
We're like this big web of bands. Y'all connect. Oh, my gosh.
There are actually a good number of J-Rock-inspired bands. At least us in Phoenix, actually, we don't like to call ourselves J-Rock because we're not. We're American band. We just happen to take influence from bands from Japan. There are a lot of bands that are J-Rock influenced, both on the West Coast and across the United States in general. And we've actually been kind of digging them up and got to know a good number of them, both through the cons that we played and also just through networking in general. Because, it's kind of as you kind of mentioned earlier, it's not entirely common to have bands that are J-Rock influenced. And so when we meet each other, it's sort of like, hey, you like the same stuff I do. let's be friends.
Yeah.
That's the best friendship, though. Like, when you can immediately talk to someone over something.
Yeah.
Like, I love that.
Yeah, it's pretty awesome. We actually regularly have to get-togethers over here on the West Coast with the bands. We just hang out and party and play music.
That'd be so fun.
Do you have a upcoming concert anytime around December or after the first of the year that you'll be having?
Our next show is actually going to be the CD release because that will be in May, probably early May, maybe even the 1st of May if we can work it. We're sort of setting that as the beginning of our reemergence to playing out again. We've been kind of dormant for a couple years. As Sean mentioned earlier, he joined the band. I think it was a year ago now.
Almost here. The anniversary is coming up, which we'll probably have flowers. He doesn't know yet.
Aww.
He likes that stuff.
Give him a teddy bear.
Yeah. It's the Fab Three, you know. I think it was November when he joined officially.
That was a magical night.
Yeah. We have to delete the pictures still.
And Sean is doing the lead vocals, you said, now?
Yes.
Okay. And
kind of the only vocals. The rest of us, we can't.
Yeah. Trying to. I might take a stab at singing the song today, right?
These guys are...
Just hum in the background. Yeah.
Well, on the home front, do you go and do other avenues besides just conventions, or is it pretty much just the conventions?
No, we do play out a lot. We don't limit ourselves to conventions.
Cool.
The conventions themselves tend to be a pretty sort of, I guess, easy market for us.
Right.
Because the people that go there are used to hearing our type of music. When we play, you know, we play at bars, we play at other sorts of festivals. I think our last show actually was at a corporate launch party.
There you go.
Wow.
Yeah, it was a sort of a private show. I mean, we're definitely not adverse to playing wherever we find an interested audience, really.
But you guys had that Hot Topic tour too.
Hot Topic, huh?
Did they dress you too?
What's up?
Did Hot Topic dress you too?
I wish.
Awesome.
So that's pretty nice that you're out there advancing, not just in the conventions, but out in the general public too. Because sometimes I think they think the J rock and pop's just limited to the conventions, then they don't see them going outside. So appreciate that you're going outside of the convention arena and spreading the music around to everybody.
And with you guys branching out, you know, going to the, you know, bars to play in that corporate launch. How receptive are people of you guys? Do you find any tension, or is it pretty smooth playing to people that aren't used to the J-rock?
Well, there's actually a couple issues there, because we you know, our music is in English intentionally. Even though I think for preference wise, we all think that the Japanese language lends itself better rhythmically and melodically to music. But at the same time, we recognize that a lot of people may not be comfortable with that. And so, you know, we make sure that we have, you know, our lyrics in English, although we will be releasing Japanese versions later. We don't necessarily hear resistance or any issues actually with us playing out beyond the standard nobody goes to shows, nobody listens to music live anymore.
Yeah.
And that's not, you know, we don't see anything, you know, I guess sort of specific to us. It tends to be just the more general issue that all the bands we know have, where people would rather sit at home playing the computer than go to a bar to listen to live music. And that's actually one of the reasons why we do like to play at conventions a lot, because at the cons, people are there to have fun. They tend to really get into the music a lot more than somebody who's going to a bar to go drinking and there just happens to be a really annoying loud live band behind them.
Freebird!
About the language, I mean, this was my first experience, to be honest, writing in English. Because before this, I was always writing in Japanese. So when I first came to the band, I'm like, oh, I got these Japanese songs, and I got New Journey. I have this Japanese have Japanese lyrics for it. And
which we love.
We played
way.
Through that, and they're like, okay, can you make it in English?
What? Dude, what?
I thought you guys like Simon Shea. it's been an experience. I'm learning a lot from doing this, and I think people are pretty receptive to it.
That's good.
Well, it's nice to know that you're also going to go back and do it in Japanese too, because it is, for me, and I know I'm kind of the oddball, but I enjoy the J-rock, so I enjoy going both directions. And have you ever thought about doing that on your albums, having the English version and then the Japanese, or are you just going to do a different release for those?
I think we'll pick select songs to make Japanese versions for.
Okay.
Particular singles that we think would succeed well in those markets.
Okay. Excuse me?
Do we need a...
Oh, yeah, let's take a small break.
We need a drop.
So we can put in another drop. So we'll take a short pause. Listen to Stumble and Fall, one of the newer releases from Phoenix Ash, from their new EP. You can visit them at phoenix-ash.com. They have a store there where you can purchase their first album, Transcend. Like I said, they're still releasing their music, as Aaron commented, one at a time every other month for free. And we're glad to have them with us today. And April, turn it back over to you.
Well, you can also go like them at Facebook at facebook.com/PhoenixAshMusic, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Correct.
The most amazing memory ever.
Wow. Good job.
You can see I don't have much up top, so you know my short-term memory is not the best it used to be. So.
He's old.
Oh,
he's
flying
up
the head.
Yes. We kind of noticed listening to one of your songs. I can't remember which one it is, but we kind of felt a Western vibe to it as well.
Stumble and Fall, the one that just dropped. At the beginning, I got this Western feel immediately, and then it clicked, and I thought Dead or Alive.
That's totally, you're right. It would be a very similar key to that song, so yeah.
So hit that one on the head.
I like that one. I really like that one. I was like, oh.
That's actually a fantastic song, yeah.
And with your, and for me with New Journey, and this is just me, that's showing my age again. But it was kind of ironic to me once I listened to it a couple of times, and after about the second or third time, I kind of was like, this sounds familiar, and then a little ironic because it almost sounded like a Journey influenced song as well.
Yeah,
all right.
So I was kind of like, it's New Journey, and it sounds like a Journey song. I was like, that's clever. So that shows my age. So there you go. I don't know if that was intentional or not, but.
Well, I mean, though we are heavily like J-rock influenced, we still take a lot of influence from other bands. Like some of our favorite bands, like in America, would be, Journey, Dream Theater.
Boston.
Boston, definitely. I'm a big Rush fan myself, and I also listen to, me and Aaron, we listen to a lot of, European rock and metal as well, so, all those kind of, come together. J-rock tends to be just the one that we all really have in common and is kind of the main driving force, but, as far as influences go, they're actually pretty diverse.
Okay.
Steve Perry is a phenomenal singer. If I could sound like him, that'd be, I think.
Actually, there was a part in New Journey that we were recording, and it's in the, I think it's in the pre-chorus. What's the lyric?
I thought that my only choice is to...
Welcome My Demise.
Yeah.
Yeah, and we harmonized it with crazy harmonies.
We were in the studio, and these backing vocals were not there in the original composition. And the mixing engineer was like, hey, throw this in. And he does a three-part harmony in the background, and then we're like, Journey.
So we did it literally, we were rolling on the floor laughing because we're like, this is like, oh my God, it's so cool.
And well, it worked. So.
You guys do have really a lot of hard songs and everything, but I also appreciate when you slowed it down a bit with the Amber Glow.
Mm-hmm.
It's more of a slower one with the piano in there. The
keyboards in there.
Yeah. And I really like that. And because I think it gives the listener a break. Heavy music, you know, intense music is always nice to listen to. But, you know, that break, you know, just to calm down again, it's always nice.
Definitely. Actually, that song, Amberglow, from our first album, Transcend, was actually the theme song for a TV show. I think it actually went off the air last year. Because obviously that album was released in 2008, but it was a theme song for a TV show called Visual Crunch on the channel called MYX for a couple of years, like five years, I guess.
That's cool. Oh,
that was nice.
That's really nice.
Residue checks from that one, I'm sure. or whether I said, I hope you did. I hope you got some checks from them. And one of the other things from your older album, and I don't know if you're going to do this going forward, is you were brave enough to do a pure instrumental song. And when I listen to music, I listen to the instrumentals first. No, I'm not knocking you, Sean, at all. I do listen.
Quiet down, Sean.
It's just the way when I was growing up, I would watch the movies, I'd grab the soundtracks and listen to soundtracks. And so I love listening to the actual instrumentals first, and then the lyrics just add to it. It's kind of like the frosting on top. So there you go, Sean. You got the important part. You're the frosting.
If it makes you feel any worse, I don't like frosting.
Oh man.
She doesn't like you, Sean.
But are you going to try to do something like that again in the future when you're putting something together?
Probably our third studio album is going to have probably, I'm thinking 20 minutes?
give or take 10.
More than half the album, actually.
Yeah, no, that's always been a plan for us. It's generally, though, when it comes to something like an instrumental, we want to make sure it gets pulled off correctly. You know, we don't want to write a song and just for the sake of it being an instrumental, just be like, okay, Sean, don't sing over this. We want to make sure that the song itself presents itself as an instrumental and can't be made better with vocals. Like, you know, if we put vocals on it, if anything, the song might actually suffer. And that's the kind of song that we want to make into an instrumental.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I feel like it's really easy to make a like 6-minute guitar solo.
Yeah.
Like really a full band. Set up really a full band instrumental. When it's done well, I really like it.
That's a brave step because, like I said, there's not many bands that will put out an instrumental. It takes some big ones.
we definitely plan on doing a lot more of them.
Okay.
But you have to find out, like Lawrence was saying.
Yeah.
It's good.
And with your new album that you're going to be releasing eventually, you do have two other songs, and I think you mentioned this before, but it's not just five songs that you're getting.
Right.
And I want to reemphasize that when the album does come out, they will get an additional two or three songs?
Two songs. Right.
Two songs, okay.
Yeah, so the five songs, they can download for free. By the time the album's out, there will be five that are available for free. But then if they want to support us purchase the album, they'll get two songs, which are exclusive to the album.
And those... They can definitely pick that up on your website. Or is there any other?
Yeah.
Is there
That'll be available anywhere.
And are you guys on?
What's up?
I was going to see if you were on iTunes or not.
Yeah, Transcend is on iTunes, and we do plan on putting future releases on there as well. I think we're on Spotify as well.
Okay, cool.
There you go. I didn't get lost sleep last night.
She had a late night last night.
I did.
Her and her brother stayed up watching. Of course, it's October, so you got to watch the horror shows.
No, actually, we were watching.
Yeah.
Well, we started watching Mothman, but it was just so... Not it was
bad.
So bad that we started watching Modern Family.
Yeah, you could have a really bad great movie or a really great bad movie.
No. Yes,
true.
No, this one was just bad. I would say like, all the funny moments I'm laughing my butt off at.
You mentioned the bands that kind of influence you, and you do have the J-Rock influence and the anime conventions. Is there a specific manga or anime that, and this is to all four of you, that you enjoy when on your downtime to read or watch?
Right now we're all watching Attack on Titan.
Yeah.
It's kind of the latest craze. And to be honest, though, that's probably the only anime we've all watched consistently, like, at one time together in years. We generally actually, we're pretty busy people. you know, we try to keep up with some things. I think the other one...
You guys are just old-fashioned.
the only other one that we watched that we've all seen before, like, at the same time, would be, like, Rurouni Kenshin.
Yeah.
Way
long time ago.
I think everyone watched that one.
Did you catch the live action when it came out?
Around the same time.
Did you catch?
It was released on like terrible like real media.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Real player. It's a 5x5 pixels.
Did you?
Oh yeah! Wow, I remember that thing.
Did you guys catch the live action Rurouni?
I guess I probably watched the most anime of these guys here. Okay. So maybe it's because of how naive I am.
Well,
access to anime when you were in, like, you know, the formative stages than we were.
Oh, sure, yeah, okay.
I know, at least for me, I kind of go in phases. You know, I used to watch a lot and read manga when I was, like, back in high school and some early college, and then didn't for a couple of years, and then did, and kind of back into it, I guess, now.
Yeah, and that is one thing we noticed. Dad noticed it on Amberglow. I think mine was on New Journey or Last Chance, I can't remember, but we got that whole it could be an anime music thing, you know.
Yeah.
I could hear an ending.
And that's going to be part of our marketing plan. We're hoping for our Japanese releases is that we're going to pick the ones that could be, you know, anime openings and that sort of stuff, kind of really catch people's attention.
Okay. Yeah, we actually get that comment a lot about a lot of different songs. We got that a bunch about the first album, and we're starting to get that about the songs we've released so far off of this one. Which, you know, for us is actually a good thing. You're like, you know, okay, because we're influenced by that style of music, so it makes sense.
So very true.
All right, well.
We gotta go.
Well, no, don't leave us.
Well, one of the things we kind of asked people when they're on the show is if they would like to leave bumpers for us. That way, not just on these particular two shows, but whenever we throw in the bumper, you get your name out there on the net that way as well. So would you gentlemen mind doing a bumper?
Yeah.
That would be
a long time. Just basically, however you gentlemen want to do it, if you just want to do War Phoenix Ash and you're listening to Comic Pop Library, that would be great. If you want to say individual names, that'd be great too. It's up to you, gentlemen.
What would you prefer? You want one each, or do you want just one?
We could do like a harmony.
There you go.
Oh, snap.
There you go.
I would say just have Sean do it.
Okay.
You say Sean.
Like right now, or?
Yeah.
Yeah, now would be nice.
Let's go. 3, 2.
Hey, guys, this is Sean from Phoenix Ash, and you're listening to Comic Pop Library.
There it is.
Perfect.
Thank you, Sean. But we definitely want to keep you guys up to date. We have your email, Aaron. I will definitely give you a shout out when we get this up. And also,
and if you guys want to, if something happens, you know, something big or something comes out, feel free to hit us up. So we'll definitely put that up on the website.
Or we can,
I mean, if you guys are interested, look, I'm like halfway in the screen. we can send you the link to the Siam Shade song once we finish it. I'm kind of interested. Are you familiar with Siam Shade at all?
You have a ghost.
Yeah, I see ghost. That. I'm growing horns. Anyway, yeah, we'll keep in contact.
Yeah, just send me that link and we'll throw it up on the webpage. If there's anything you want to talk about, Aaron, just send me an email, touch base occasionally, and if it's like when you're releasing your album, we can do a short 10-minute talk just to let you guys promote that again. That wouldn't be a problem either.
Sounds great.
Okay.
Thanks so much for having us.
Oh, thank you guys for coming
on. Fun.
We appreciate it. I know it's taken a while, and I apologize for that. But
I apologize for us being late.
It's
Sorry. Well, you guys enjoy the rest of your Sunday.
All right, thanks. You too.
Take care.
Bye.
Bye. So much.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to Comic Pop Library. We welcome your comments and suggestions by emailing us at admin@comicpoplibrary.com. All emails submitted become the property of Comic Pop Library and are subject for use in our show. We would also appreciate it if you would spread the word about Comic Pop Library by posting about us on Twitter, Facebook, or just tell someone about us. This podcast is not endorsed by any publisher, distributor, or studio, and it is intended for entertainment and information purposes only. The views and comments of the show hosts are their own and are not reflective in any business, entity, or organization associated with ComicPopLibrary.com.